Bowled in! What a ripper! Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast here with Neil. Today we'll be talking about the Zimbabwe versus Bangladesh T20 series. It's a short tour for Bangladesh in Zimbabwe, or maybe in terms of days it is, but they're playing three T20 internationals against Zimbabwe in Zimbabwe, and also they're playing three ODIs against Zimbabwe in Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe, they're on a bit of a high at the moment, as they did qualify for the ICC World Cup qualifiers as well, which will happen later this year. And whoever finishes first or second in either Group A or Group B in those World Cup qualifiers, they go into the Super 12 stage of the World Cup. So basically, they've pretty much qualified for the World Cup, T20 World Cup later this year. So they're on a high. They're in some good form as well. Also, I think they finished on top with regards to qualifying. So, and they beat the Netherlands comprehensively as well, who also qualified for the World Cup qualifiers. So Zimbabwe on a bit of a high at the moment. They're looking good, and they've been impressive. They were impressive in those couple of T20s just recently that they've played. Unfortunately, for their first T20. International, they're missing the likes of Blessing Mazarabani and Tendai Chatara, two of their main fast bowlers, especially Blessing Mazarabani, who is really impressive. I'm very impressed with Blessing Mazarabani. Seems to really create opportunities with the ball, and always he picks up a wicket here and there, a vital wicket as well. And if he doesn't pick up a wicket, he's usually very economical and doesn't give much away. So they're missing two vital bowlers there. Blessing Mazarabani, I reckon, will be a bit of a loss for that first T20 match. We'll see if he comes back in the second one, or the third one, or maybe for the ODI series, because they'll definitely need him. But, in Bangladesh, they're missing a few of their main players. Tamim Iqbal is retired from T20 internationals, but he plays ODIs and test matches. Shakib Al Hasan's resting, and Mushfiqur Rahim and also Mamadullah Riyad are not available for this T20 series as well. So they're missing a few players, but they've still got a solid squad. They'll be relying a lot on Litton Das, Nurul Hasan, who's a fairly new player to the Bangladeshi team, who's now the wicketkeeper. But he struggled a bit in T20s, but he's done okay in the other formats for Bangladesh. And also, they'll be relying on a few other players as well, and Afif Hossain as well, who I reckon has got a bright future as well. That's with regards to the batting. The bowling attack doesn't look too bad, though. So, without further ado, we'll look into the first T20 international between Bangladesh and Zimbabwe. This match was played at the Harare Sports Club in Harare, and Zimbabwe batted first. They won the toss, Zimbabwe as well, and they elected to field. They elected to bat first. They posted a massive total of 205 for 3 off 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 10.25 runs and over. Half centuries to Wesley Mudavira, who had to retire hurt, unfortunately, and he had to retire hurt. Played a really solid innings, kept the innings going, built a good partnership with Sikandar Raza as well. Unfortunately, he had to retire hurt later in the innings, but he played really well with Sikandar Raza, who was the star and the man of the match as well. Good all-round performance from Sikandar Raza, probably one of their main players, maybe their best batsman. Some people might debate, well, one of the other batsmen are better than him, but I think he's their best batsman, really, by far. He's been their most informed batsman by a long shot, to be honest. 65 not out of Sikandar Raza, second highest scorer. 65 not out of 26 balls, 7 fours, 4 sixes, strikeout of 250. Huge game changing innings right there from him. And that's what helped Zimbabwe get post that massive total in the end. Also, Wesley Mudavero, who was the high scorer, 67 of 46 balls, 9 fours, no sixes though, but he scored at a strike rate of 145.65, so really good innings from him. Also contributions from Craig Irvine and Sean Williams as well. Craig Irvine's the captain for the Zimbabweans in T20s, 21 of 18 balls, 2 fours to him. And Sean Williams, lovely little innings from him, lovely little cameo. 33 of 19 balls, 4 fours, 1 6, strike rate of 173.68. So they were really going well. Regis Chakabva, unfortunately, the wicketkeeper just struggled with the bats. Got a few runs, it just didn't quite get going. But other than that, really good innings from Zimbabwe. And they were scoring at an excellent run rate. 205 for 3 off 20 overs, run rate of 10.25 runs an over. Top scorer, so pick of the bowlers for Bangladesh, wasn't really an easy day for them. The pick of the bowlers was Mustafa Zahraman in terms of wickets, but he was the most expensive bowler for Bangladesh as well. So it was a bit of a mixed day for him. 2 for 50 off 4 overs, economy rate of 12.50 runs an over. 5 dot balls, he conceded 2 wides as well. Also, just with regards to the extras as well for Bangladesh, they conceded 11 extras, so very rusty performance overall with the ball, in terms of economy rate and even extras. 8 wides, I mean, 3 leg byes, you can't do much there, but conceding 8 wides, yeah, you kind of got to be a bit, got to be like a little bit more disciplined in that regard, with regards to that, with regards to extras as well. You just can't give those extra runs away, and maybe it might have made a difference. Who knows? But it is easier to say that in hindsight. But yeah, it's just a very disappointing bowling performance from Bangladesh. They won't be pleased at all with their performance with the ball. Mosaddegh Hussain was pretty good. 1 for 21 off 3 overs. 7, economy rate of 7 runs and over. 5 dot balls. Conceded 1 wide. But other than that wide, he was pretty good with the ball. Most economical bowler for Bangladesh was Afif Hussain, who only bowled one over. None for six off one over. Economy rate of 6 runs and over. 3 dot balls. So a pretty good, so a decent over from him. But other than Mosaddegh Hussain and Afif Hussain, well, I mean, the rest of the bowlers just copped it, especially the fast bowlers, Shorafeel Islam, Mustafa Zahraman, and Taskin Ahmed. See if Nasum, there's two Nasum Ahmeds for Bangladesh. One's a spinner, one's a fast bowler. So this is the Nasum Ahmed who is, yeah, he's a spinner. So it wasn't a good day for him. He was the left unorthodox spinner, Nasum Ahmed. Not a great day for him either. Pretty expensive, and didn't pick up a wicket. So the fast bowlers and the left unorthodox spinner, Nasum Ahmed, had a pretty rough day with the ball in terms of economy. And in reply, Bangladesh, they've had a target of 206 to chase from 20 overs. They just could not keep up with the run rate. The target was too much, and they lost wickets at the wrong time. There were some decent partnerships in between, but they just could not keep up with the run rate. Good partnership between Litton Das and Anmol Haque of 58 or 58 runs. And that partnership was pretty quick as well. Off, let's have a look if I can do my maths here. Of 33 balls, so 55 run partnership off 33 balls. That's a decent partnership there. But yeah, other than that, just kept losing wickets at the wrong time as well, which stemmed the momentum as well. Which stemmed the run flow and just you know, the Bangladeshis just fell behind from there. And just could not keep up with the required run rate. And they fell short by 17 runs. So, yeah, the high scorer for Bangladesh was Nurul Hasan, the captain and the wicketkeeper. Not 42 not out off 26 balls, 1 4 4 sixes. And the second high scorer was Najmul Hussain Shanto, 37 off 25 balls, 3 4s, 1 6. Few batsmen got some starts, no one really carried on. Mumin Bashiriya was the only batsman to be dismissed in single digit. Sorry, only batsman. Sorry, just give me a second. So yeah, he was the Mumin Bashiriya was the only batsman to be dismissed for a single digit score. The other batsman reached double figures. Nasir Ahmed didn't face a ball in the end, but he was not out. but didn't even score a run or face the ball at all. But yeah, Mohammad Shreya was the only one who's was dismissed on a single-digit score for Bangladesh. The other batsmen reached double figures, but no one could quite carry on and make a big score. And yeah, they just could not keep up with the run rate. And they finished their innings on 188 for 6 off 20 overs. They were scoring runs at a run rate of 9.40 runs an over. And pick of the bowlers for Zimbabwe, Luke Jiawe, 2 for 34 off 4 overs. A little bit on the expensive side, but picked up 2 wickets, including the big wicket of. So, including the wicket of Najmul Hussain Shanto, who was looking dangerous, and Afif Hussain, who can score tough runs as well, and score those he can score quick runs as well. So, two fairly big wickets there for him. Sikandar Raza, who was the man of the match, 1 for 30 off 3 overs, expensive, but picked up the one wicket of Anmol Haque, who was really struggling anyway, but. Picked him up. Picked up his wicket at the right time. Nearly at the halfway stage of the Bangladesh innings in the 10th over, so just before the 10th over completed, one ball before the 10th over completed. So yeah, they got rid of. He got rid of Anmol Haque. But it was very expensive. 1 for 30 off 3 overs. Economy rate of 10 runs and over. 3 dot balls. Didn't concede a wide or an extra. Luke Jiawe, by the way, like I mentioned, 2 for 34 off 4 overs. Economy rate of 8.50 runs and over. 7 dot balls, conceded a wide and bowled a no ball. Zimbabwe weren't much better with the ball with regards to their extras. They were much more they were very disappointing with the ball with regards to extras. I mean, 11 leg byes, you can't do much there, but 3 no balls and 10 wides. Yeah, that's something I want to improve on in the next game, for sure. And just back to the bowling, the best other bowlers, Wellington Mazzucato, one wicket for him, and Richard Ngavara. And the most economical bowler for Zimbabwe was Sean Williams. None for 7 off 2 overs. Economy rate of 3.50 runs and over. 5 dot balls to him. He was pretty economical. He had a pretty good campaign as well, with regards to qualifying for the qualifiers for Zimbabwe, the World Cup qualifiers later this year. So, like, the one that he played, the match that he played in, so the matches that he played in to help Zimbabwe qualify for the World Cup qualifiers, he was very economical in those matches, so he played pretty well. So, and he bowled beautifully, actually, and his left arm orthodox spin was very good, very useful overs where he kept it tight and helped Zimbabwe either defend a total or even restrict the opposition to a chaseable total. So well done. So good little spell there from him, vital spell from him. And Zimbabwe take a 1-0 lead in the 3-match T20 International Series. They won this match by 17 runs. Sikandar Raza, man of the match, like I mentioned, excellent innings with the bat and a wicket as well with the ball. And we're off to the second T20 International between these two teams. Will Zimbabwe win this match, the second T20, and take a 2-0 lead and maybe aim for a 3-0 whitewash? Or will Bangladesh win this the second encounter and level the series and take this series into a decider? Well, we'll find out now. And Bangladesh came back and they've leveled the series 1-1. They take this series into a decider and they played superbly. From the onset, they were really in control of the game. They had Zimbabwe reeling at 5 for 31. When Milton Shumba departed in the 7th over, they were in all sorts of trouble, Zimbabwe. And from that moment onwards, well, even though Zimbabwe did kind of hustle their way, like really fight their way to a competitive total of 135 for 8 off 20 overs at a run rate of 6.75 runs and over, it just wasn't enough. That early situation, the early collapse as well, just did not allow Zimbabwe to get a good enough total. It was a decent total, just not good enough to defend against Bangladesh. And Bangladesh chased it down with 7 wickets to spare. So they chased it down and won the game by 7 wickets with 15 balls to spare. So just recapping the game, Zimbabwe elected to bat first. They were in all sorts of trouble at 5 for 31 after, so in the 7th over, when Milton Shumba departed. Mossadegh Hussain was superb with the ball. He picked up a 5-wicket haul. He was the man of the match as well. Superb bowling performance from him. He did not allow Zimbabwe to get to score quickly or get some quick runs. Or they just really had to really try their best to get in a competitive enough total. So Zimbabwe lost the wicket off the first ball, and that was really sign things weren't going to be that great for them. Then they lost Wesley Mudavira at the end of the over, end of the first over. And they were 2 for 5 after. They were 5 for 2 after one over. That was a really rough start for Zimbabwe. Sikando Raza was superb. He kept the innings alive. He kept Zimbabwe in the game and got them to a decent enough total. So did Ryan Burl. But it was just too big a task for them against a really good, against a solid Bangladeshi bowling lineup that were at their best. So Sikandar Raza, 62 off 53 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes, top scorer once again for Zimbabwe. Just like in the first game, he's having a wonderful T20 series at the moment. And also Ryan Burl, 32 off 31 balls, 3 fours to him. And like I mentioned, Zimbabwe finished on 135 for 8 off their 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 6.75 runs an over. Mossadegh Hussain 5 for 20 off 4 overs. Economy, they were scoring at a run rate of 5 runs an over. 15 dot balls to him. So he was conceding. His economy rate was 5 runs an over. 15 dot balls. He conceded one wide. Other than that, really good performance from him with the ball. I think that's his first T20 international 5-wicket haul. That's a special achievement, getting a 5-wicket haul in T20s or any format for that matter. But T20s, it's a tougher task to get a 5-wicket haul in T20s. And Mossadegh Hussain just managed that. That's a superb performance from him. And that's his first 5-wicket haul in T20s. So really good stuff from the right-arm off-spinner. He was at his brilliant best. And second best bowler for Bangladesh was Hassan Mahmood, 1 for 26 off 4 overs, economy rate of 6.50 runs an over, 10 dot balls, conceded 2 wides. Other than those 2 wides, he was excellent. Wicket for Mustafa Zaman as well, much better performance from him this time around. Had a really rough first game, copped a bit of a pasting from the likes of Sikandar Raza. And also, Mehdi Hasan was the most economical bowler for Bangladesh. None for 10 off 3 overs. Economy rate of 3.3 runs an over. 10 dot balls. Superb performance from him with the ball as well. And in reply, Bangladesh had the chase. 136 runs off 20 overs. They finished on 136 for 3 off 17.3 overs. They were scoring at a run rate of 7.77 runs an over. Top scorer for them was Litton Das, their opening batsman. 56 off 33 balls, 6 fours, 2 sixes. And Afif Hussain, 30 not out off 28 balls, 1 4, 1 6. Just made sure that the Bangladeshis would chase the target down with ease and get over the finish line. And level the series 1 all. So chasing down, they finished on 136 for 3 off 17.3 overs. They scored at a run rate of 7.7 runs an over. Pick of the bowlers for Zimbabwe, Sikandar Raza. Gee, he's doing it all, isn't he? He's having a wonderful series. He picked up a wicket in the first game as well. 1 for 18 off 3 overs. Economy rate of 6 runs and over. 6 dot balls. Conceded a wide. Other than that wide, really superb performance with the ball. 1 for 13 off 2 overs for Sean Williams. 6.50 economy rate. Sorry, economy rate of 6.50 runs and over. 3 dot balls to him. Superb stuff from him. And Richard Navara Nyavara, 1 for 23 off 3 overs. Economy rate of 7.66 runs and over. And 7 dot balls. Conceded one wide. Other than that wide, he was pretty good. Most economical bowlers for Zimbabwe were Sikonda Raza and also Wesley Madivere. None for 18 off 3 overs. Economy rate of 6 runs and over. 9 dot balls. Didn't concede a wide or any extras. But the total just wasn't enough for the Zimbabweans to defend in the end. And, man of the match, like I mentioned, was Sadiq Hussain. Bangladesh win this match and have leveled the series. They now take this match into a decider. Will Bangladesh pull off a come-from-behind T20 series victory against Zimbabwe, or will Zimbabwe win this match and continue their great preparation towards the T20 World Cup qualifiers? T20 World Cup qualifiers, well, basically Super 12 qualifiers for them, so that they qualify for the Super 12 stage of the World Cup, T20 World Cup later this year. Will they continue that positive preparation heading into the end of that tournament, the T20 World Cup later this year, or will Bangladesh win this series and just continue their good run in cricket in recent times? Just continue their decent run in T20, decent run in limited overs format. They've been a bit mixed in T20s, not so great, but yeah, okay, I'm stuttering on my words here. But yeah, can Bangladesh win the series and build some momentum heading into the World Cup as well? Well, we'll find out now. And this is how the third and final T20 international between Bangladesh and Zimbabwe went down. And it went down like this. And Zimbabwe win the T20 series. They've won the T20 series 2-1. An excellent victory in the last T20. They take some momentum heading into the ODI series. And boy, oh boy, did Sikonda Raza rise to the occasion once again. He was the player of the series, no surprise. But in this third series, in this third match of this T20, this three-match T20 international series, it was Ryan Burl who was absolutely outstanding with the bat for Zimbabwe. They were in all sorts of trouble. All sorts of trouble, Zimbabwe. Absolutely in disarray. They were 6 for 68. Yeah, they were 6 for 67 after 13 overs. So basically, it just looked like they were probably going to struggle to even get past 100, or like at least post 120. In the end, they finished on 156 for 8 off 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 7.80. So do the maths there. 60, you might have 67 from 156. How much is that? How much is that? Well, let's have a look now. That's about, goodness gracious. Maths is a bit off at the moment. It's about 80, yeah, 80, 89 runs in the last 7 overs. Goodness gracious. That's a run rate of nearly about 13 runs and over in the last 7 overs. Ryan Burl was absolutely outstanding for Zimbabwe. 54 of 28 balls, 2 fours, 6 sixes, at a strike rate of 192.85. And Luke Jongwei, lovely support, more than useful support to be honest. 35 of 20 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes. Those two put on a superb partnership for the 7th wicket. A match-winning partnership at that. Of 79 runs for the 79 runs off. Let's do the maths here, man. The mathematics is a bit of 31 balls. 79 runs off 31 balls for that 7th wicket partnership between Ryan Burl and Luke Jongwei got Zimbabwe to a more than decent total. Considering the situation they were in, looked like they were going to lose pretty badly, but those two put on a superb partnership. Sikonda Raza didn't quite got out for a golden duck in that third T20. Just got to mention that. So he didn't quite fire in that last T20, but overall he had a great T20 series against Bangladesh. And also he was excellent in the T20 World Cup qualifiers and was the player of the series in that. So he's in a bit of a good he's in a good run of form at the moment, Sikonda Raza, as well. But in this third and final T20, the decider, Ryan Burl, Luke Jongwei, superb performances from those two with the bat, match-winning partnership there. Also, the only other two batsmen to reach double figures for Zimbabwe were Craig Irvine, the captain, who was opening with Regis Chikarbava, the wicketkeeper. 24 of 27 balls for Craig Irvine, didn't quite get going. 2 fours, 1 six. 17 ball for Regis Chikarbava, 17 of 10 balls, 2 fours, 1 six to him. Was looking a little dangerous before he got out, and unfortunately, just couldn't. Both of them just couldn't quite carry on. Get some good score, get a decent score. The other batsmen all reached single digits. Zimbabwe just really were in all sorts of trouble, like I mentioned. And thanks to Luke Jongwei and Ryan Bell, they got to us a more than competitive total. And yeah, and by the way, the Zimbabwe, this was after they won. Zimbabwe won the toss and elected to bat first, though. It looked like a bad decision at first, but yeah, they made up for it more than Ryan Bell really made up for it in the end, and so did Luke Jongwei, and got their team to a more than competitive total. Absolutely brilliant innings from both of them, against the run of play, against all odds. They pulled it off. It was a superb performance from those two. And for Bangladesh with the ball, pick of the bowlers was Mehdi Hasan, 2 for 28 off 4 overs, 1 maiden to him, seven, economy rate of 7 runs and over, 13 dot balls, conceded 1 wide. Other than that, pretty good performance from him. And 2 for 28 for Hasan Mahmood off 4 overs, 7 runs and over, economy rate, 12 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or any extras. And Mamadullah, the veteran, 1 for 8 off 2 overs, economy rate of 4 runs and over, was the most economical bowler for Bangladesh. 7 dot balls to him, didn't concede a wide or any extras at all. So good stuff from those guys. A wicket apiece for Nasum Ahmed, who copped a massive pasting from Ryan Bell and Luke Jongwei as well. And Mossadeq Hussain was pretty good as well, 1 for 22 off 4 overs, economy rate of 5.50 and over, 14 dot balls to him. And Mustafa Zahrahman was economical, 1 for 22 off 4 overs, economy rate of 5.50, runs and over, 13 dot balls. Didn't concede a wide or an extra, but Nasum Ahmed, those 2 overs he bowled, 1 for 40 off 2 overs, economy rate of 20 runs and over, poof, that is high. And 3 dot balls only, so he copped a massive pasting from the likes of Ryan Bell and Luke Jongwei. And that was really the difference, because the other bowlers conceded less than seven, either 7 or less than 7 runs and over. So they really took after Nasum Ahmed, and those overs from Nasum Ahmed really made the difference in the end. For Zimbabwe, they really targeted his 2 overs, and that was that really. In reply, Bangladesh had to chase 157 runs of 20 overs. They fell well, just short. They finished their innings on 146 for 8 off their 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 7.30 runs and over, so they weren't too far from the target. But in the end, Zimbabwe bowled well enough and kept it tight, and just didn't allow Bangladesh to get going. Leading highest run scorer for Bangladesh in this innings was Afif Hussain, 39 not out of 27 balls, 3 fours to him. And then the second highest scorer was Mamadullah Riyad, 27 of 27 balls, 1 four to him. Few starts, but a lot of the batsmen just couldn't quite get going, and just couldn't quite keep score or ticking at a good enough run rate to chase down the target. They just struggled to keep up with the required run rate, and that was that really. Pick of the bowlers for Zimbabwe was Victor Ngoyi, 3 for 29 off 4 overs, economy rate of 7.25 runs and over, 9 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or an extra, so superb stuff from him. And second best bowler for Zimbabwe was Brad Evans, 2 for 26 off 4 overs, economy rate of 6.50 runs and over, 14 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or any extras, so superb stuff from Brad Evans. Most economical bowler for Zimbabwe was John Massara, Only bowled the one over though, but it was a useful one over. None for five off one over. One dot ball in that, so good stuff from John Massara. And also a wicket apiece for Luke Jongwei, who had a pretty good game overall with the bat and ball. A little bit expensive with the ball, but he picked up a wicket. A wicket for Sean Williams as well, and a wicket for Wesley Matavira as well. And Sikandar Raza was economical in this match, so made up with it with a decent made up for the golden duck that he got in that third in so with the bat, made up for it with an excellent bowling spell. None for 21 off 4 overs, economy rate of 5.25, 9 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or any extras, so good stuff from Sikandar Raza. And Zimbabwe won the final match of the T20 series, and they take the series. They won the series 2-1. They won this the final T20 mat international match by 10 runs. Superb stuff from them. And player of the match was Ryan Bell, like I mentioned, and player of the series Sikandar Raza, who's having a good couple of months, of late in international cricket for Zimbabwe. And that concludes the podcast for today. Stay tuned for the next episode, guys. And do check out our website. So the website should be loaded soon. I'm going to be doing off a new platform when I do get the time. But also do check out our Instagram page, the YouTube channel. Going to be uploading that podcast episode from last week, the chat with that I have with Dugesh by maybe the end of the week. Been a bit sick as well, but things are good now. Let's hope things improve and status get better as time flows. But thank you for your time, guys. Stay safe wherever you are, and until next time, it is bye for now.
Bowled him! What a ripper!
Destroys the stumps.